So, can you give a brief overview of the issues with PFAS chemicals?
Historically, PFAS, these poly and perfluorinated alkyl substances, collectively known as PFAS, they were used in firefighting foams, as you mentioned in your introduction, and especially in firefighting foams that are used for aviation fuel fires. So these would have been used at airports and defense sites around Australia and in many sites internationally as well. Because these materials are used in firefighting foams, they're quite stable. They withstand the heat of very high temperature fires. And so these compounds don't break down into the environment. So as the foams are released into the environment directly, they remain in soil and then they leach into surface water and groundwater.
And there's also claims that they're harmful to humans as well.
So because these compounds are persistent and they don't break down, they can accumulate in organisms. And because of this, there is a concern that there may be some long-term health effects. And we're still wrapping our head around the scope and danger of these compounds. There are some correlative effects or some suggestions that PFAS may be linked to certain types of cancer with long-term exposure, but there are still a lot of unknowns in the long-term health effects, so our priority is to make sure that we can remove it from water in the first instance to prevent exposure.
Yes, and this is the exact thing that you and your study have been trying to achieve, and you guys have created this polymer. How does it work?
So our material is a filtration media, and it's made from two key components. One of them is a support polymer that we make from triglycerides, so we can use canola oil, we can use waste cooking oil even. We react that with elemental sulfur, which is highly abundant geologically. It's even produced in millions of tons in the petroleum sector during oil and gas refining. And we make a polymer from those two materials, and then we blend that with a very high surface area carbon. And together, these components rapidly and effectively remove a variety of pollutants from water, including PFAS.
And how effective has it been?
So we've done laboratory trials and tests on field samples that are contaminated with PFAS, and we can use our material to lower the concentration of PFAS to well below the guidelines for drinking water in most jurisdictions.
And in the material provided to us by Flinders University, it says that the problem of cleaning up the PFAS pollution has been solved based on this solution. Do you think that you guys have solved the cleaning up of these PFAS chemicals?
Unfortunately, this is only the first step. So I'm optimistic that this will form part of a deployment response into the future, but it is a first step. We know it is effective at removing PFAS from water, including from field samples. But to solve the problem more generally, we need to be able to scale up this material to the multi-ton scale. We need to make sure that that's economically viable to deploy that in water filters all over the country. And there's still the outstanding challenge of what you do with the PFAS after you remove it from water. And no matter what type of filtration technology you use, there still is the issue of what do you do with this PFAS? Do you destroy it? Do you store it long term? And if you do destroy it, can you do this in an efficient, cost-effective manner that doesn't require a lot of energy?
It seems very hard to destroy. And I remember from the Four Corners report from a while back, they were claiming that PFAS is quite prevalent in a lot of environments in, you know, regional Australia near these fire bases and spread out even further than that. Is PFAS still very prevalent in the Australian environment?
Indeed it is. And because these molecules are so stable, they do persist in the environment for years, decades, beyond the time when they were actually used.
And what has been the process of developing the polymer solution you guys have created? How did you figure this out?
Our broader interests are in our laboratory are to make useful materials in a sustainable way, in a cost-effective way, and make materials that can protect the environment. So in this case, we set out to make a filtration media that is derived from waste, and then we're converting that waste into something that can remove pollution from water. This fits into a larger research program where we're making similar materials to capture other types of pollution, mercury pollution, oil spill cleanup, and so on.
Mm. Well, it's great that we have that you guys have found a solution, or well, some sort of solution to getting PFAS out of water. It's a big issue, and hopefully it can be rolled out and we can help get rid of those chemicals that may be harmful to humans and the greater environment. Justin, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.